in the holy letters of the Rebbe, volume 10. This is letter number 3029, Baruch Hashem, the 14th day of Mar Cheshvan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom of Rachel. So, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 10th day of Mar Cheshvan. And the Rebbe says, I'm very much thankful to you for the good news that you were the good Shaliach to bring back, the Rebbe doesn't say the name, they brought him back to Yiddishkeit. They brought him back to the root from where he was carved out, and to his roots, he became back to be a Shomer Shabbat, keeping the Shabbat. Apparently, we're talking about someone who has been, in the beginning, a Shomer Shabbat, and then he left it, and this person was the good Shaliach, and he's writing to the Rebbe, so the Rebbe says, thank you for this good news, that you were such a Shaliach, it was your influence that you were able to bring him back. And based, the Rebbe says, on the ruling of the Mishnah, so you think the Rebbe gives him a pat in the back, and says, okay, now you can go to sleep because you did your job. The Rebbe says, no. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. One mitzvah does another mitzvah. So while you brought him back, he keeps Shabbat now. But the Rebbe says, the Rebbe's going to say in a very diplomatic way, you got to get him a little more involved. That's the first step. So the Rebbe says, one mitzvah brings another mitzvah. So other spiritual matters for that person will be increased. But the Rebbe says, you have to be very careful. Let him first get strong in keeping the Shabbos before you start pushing him to do more things. So you got to go gently. So the Rebbe says, you ask me, what could you do to strengthen this? How to strengthen this? In other words, to strengthen the other person's keeping of the Shabbos. So the Rebbe says, you should try in a diplomatic way, so you should try that the Shabbos days and the days of Yom Tov should be full with content by him participating in a class or being visited by friends and acquaintances. And the Rebbe says, apparently, this person was a doctor. So the Rebbe says, in addition to this, and the Rebbe uses the Yiddish words, lahamtziloi tsusharnem, patienten, says, you know, recommend, give him, push in, you know, recommend for him some patients, so that also, in his physical accounting, he'll see that, there's an addition. He became observant for Shabbos, and maybe he's losing money. I mean, I'm adding that because keeping Shabbos, his office is closed on Shabbos, so maybe he's losing. So the Rebbe says, you know, why don't you recommend Sharim Tzu? Go ahead, move over, get him some extra pay, so he should see also in his physical accounting that, you know, it's getting, I mean, some people will say that's not fair, but it comes together, you know. And the Rebbe says that it's included in this that he should go to shul and also get his wife involved. And the Rebbe says, it's already known, we heard the expression from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, in the name of the Rabbi Tzadik, Rabbi Meir Pishlan, that say like this, there was a story, the stating was that when you tied to the top, you don't fall on the bottom. What was the story? There was everybody said a miracle about this Rav Meir Premishlan, that even in the winter month, he had the custom to use the mikveh every day. And the mikveh was up on the hill. And everybody would talk about that he's a great miracle worker, that even in the winter, it was ice and frozen, he would walk and he would never trip, never slip. He'd walk up the mountain and go to the mikveh and come down and never slip. And there were some guys They say, we don't believe this stuff. This is all, you know, made up stuff. It's not true. So they tried it. And they say, if he does it, we can do it too. And they went and they all fell and hurt themselves. So then they asked the rabbi, they said, how do you do it? How do you go without falling? He says, when you hold on to the top, when they're holding you from the top, when you're tied to the top, you don't fall in the bottom, basically. He's tied to Hashem above, so then that holds him, so you don't trip, so you don't fall. So the Rebbe says the same analogy is, the more you tie yourself in matters of above, so the less we have to worry that you'll fall below. So in other words, if you increase your connection to Hashem, you'll stay strong in everything else. If you just have one thing, you might trip, you might fall. But the more you increase, the stronger your connection to Hashem. If you're tied to Hashem, you don't fall below. The Rebbe is blessing him with success in all of the above mentioned in general. And the Rebbe adds, specifically in your efforts to come over here. I guess he was trying to come to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe wishes him success in that. So the Rebbe, while he thanks him, he says that for bringing the other person back to keeping Shabbos, the Rebbe says, well, you got to be careful, don't be too pushy with him, but you have to try with different ways. Attract him, keep him busy on Shabbos, and also get his wife involved. And the more you get involved, the more you're tied to above. And the more you're tied to above, the less chance you'll fall below.